Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Well, good afternoon and evening to all of you fine folks. Yes, I'm in an odd mood. I can't help it. I get that way when I'm really, really busy, and I was very busy today. And so, you know, that energy is just still swirling around me. So welcome to Angel Antics. This is one of your hosts, Eileen Powers, and I am so happy to be here. DC was with me a moment ago. Let me check and see if she's still with us. DC, are you there? Huh, I don't know what happened because she did bring me on and said hello, said hi, Twisted Sister, and I said hi, and I thought I was starting a conversation, and she wasn't there. So anyway, I want to thank you all for coming today. I am thrilled to be here. We are supposed to have Carrie Ann with us today. She has some bright and brilliant news to share with us. And so DC invited her on. And so we're pretty excited about her coming and going to share that information with us. I'm actually not sure what's going on. I was expecting DC back because she does have actual control over the switchboard. So let me take some time, though, since I'm not sure if I'm here alone or if you all are here with me. And if I'm here alone, it won't matter. And if you're all here with me, I wouldn't want you to be sitting there listening to dead air. So I just like to share a few things. I do a lot of work on my own when I'm not here. And so I look up things, and they matter to me, just like I'm sure all of you do. So one of the things I'd like to share is about every human being having their own responsibility to our own humanity. And it has to do with sharing our gifts with one another, because we're each born with gifts, naturally. And we all see things that we do well. And we're like, yeah, I do that really well. But we don't realize that those are our gifts. And this is the thing about your gifts. If you hold them back, if you hold back your gift, the gift of others is held back from you. So, you know, it goes a lot with that give and take, back and forth. And so make sure that you give your gifts. And as you do, you will receive back twofold other gifts that you need and are entitled to. So know that it is important.
Beautiful, Eileen.
Oh, DC, you are there.
I finally got back in. I got thrown out like three times, and then I heard a lady talking. I thought we had the spirit joining us, and it was a lady from Blog Talk.
Okay. Well, so I wasn't sure I wasn't even sure if I was on or what I was doing, but I didn't want to leave our guest just sitting there with dead air. So I just shared a little bit. So welcome, DC. I am so glad you were able to join me, especially since you have control over the switchboard. Would you like to say anything to our lovely friends today?
Yes, they threw me off like three times. They kept saying goodbye.
Goodbye. I know, isn't that rude? It's so rude of her. She just says goodbye.
Yes, I was beginning to feel very unloved, so I was, you know, getting a little bit like, come on now, I have to be here, you know?
Yeah.
But I did get in. Thank you, Eileen, for, you know, like grabbing those reins and, you know, really holding on. And that's what happens. The show is entitled Angel Antics, and we expect things like that.
Well, and, you know, we were on DC, just so you all listeners know, DC and I have been on several shows together over the years, over the last 4.5 years. And that was one reason why we named this show Angel Antics when we started this network. The simple reason is one of our last shows, we kept having spirit voices, and then DC started, you know, people started channeling through her. like Joan Rivers, Ginger her dog, Michael Jackson, and, you know, anybody that dies, just they decided to just pop in and see the date. And so, you know, they're fresh on her mind, and they just pop up. So there we have it. Those are antics. My mother took DC and I off one night and got us drunk in Las Vegas. Yeah. I woke up with a hangover. DC had a hangover, and she remembers being in Las Vegas. But we both had hangovers the next day, and it's like, I was in bed all night. Well, at least I thought I was. And so hence the name Angel Antics.
Yes. Oh, totally. But we didn't get arrested. We were, you know, when we woke up, we were in our bed, which was really great. So that really did help.
Other than the hangover.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, I'm looking, Eileen, and it appears that our guest is not here as of yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I told everybody, yeah, Carrie Ann might join us. And if she does, she has some fantastic news to share. But we'll let her share it because it's her surprise.
Yes, it's hers. Yes. So, okay, did you want to share anything before we start taking calls?
No. Actually, I shared for about the first, you know, 4 or 5 minutes.
Do you have a poem or anything?
You always have a plethora of poems at your hand, so grab us one.
Yes, but you know what, Eileen, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that tonight. Carrie Ann just came on, and we're gonna bring her on, okay?
I'm here.
Hi, Carrie Ann.
Hey, guys. I got here. I'm good.
Hi, Angel. Yes. Blessings. You must have had an itch in your get along.
Yeah. I'm in Cali. I'm in North Hollywood, and I've been here a total of now, I think, until 10 days, and getting acclimated still to this 3-hour time difference from Jersey. So really getting used to it. I love it. It's great, but you know, there is a miss. I have people and you know, certain people out there that I really miss with all my heart and soul, and you know, and then there's here, and this is where the action is, and this is where, like, I have a lot of clients and clientele. Being at the Green Man store also has increased a number of people's interest also. So I think I was just meant to be.
When you're talking, you're a little bit muffled. Can you make sure you're talking straight into your speaker for us?
I this is the best I can do, guys. I only have a cell.
Oh, that's actually more clear. That's fantastic. That's actually more clear. I don't have a landline either. In fact, I don't even have a text machine. I silly story. Somehow or another, I was looking for more memory in my phone, and I dumped the keyboard.
So oh, my goodness.
I can't type anything in my phone because there's not enough memory to download a new one. So I can only call people that are memorized in my phone.
Great. The show is, I know, at my time on 5, and it's 8 at your time, everybody, but not for LA time, right?
Carrie Ann, our show? No, what I want you to do, we have not told our listeners anything. We held off and told them that you had a surprise to tell them. So I want you to make your announcement of what is happening.
Great. I think we could wing it, guys, and do a good job. I'm set off to be, I have something to do. Like, I don't know how long the show is. I put an hour out for the show. So I just wanted to let you, I don't know how long your show runs, but I didn't see it on there. Okay, good.
That doesn't matter. Tell everybody what's going on with you.
Oh, I will. Are we live?
Yeah,
yes, we
have been for almost 10 minutes now.
Oh, great. So everybody heard already. So now I can't pop them with the question. I'm live.
No.
I'm with DC.
Actually, Carrie Ann, pay attention. Pay attention.
Okay, well, that's a trigger for me.
Please don't
say that.
Carrie, be quiet for a moment. Let me tell you, we have not told our listeners anything. I told you that a minute ago. We were waiting for you to make your own announcement. So if you would like to take the time and let everybody know what this that we're talking about is, we would love you to do that.
Okay. We just want to tell everybody, like, why are you in California? Like, why are you there?
Well, hello, everybody. I did say before, I apologize. I don't know. I've worked all day, so I'm kind of on the buff, and I had no sleep last night. So I was paying attention. It's just that I thought that I wasn't online yet. I do apologize. But I just want to let you know, everybody, that I'm in California, North California. I'm actually now, it's all about finding the children. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of interesting new developments happening. And I wanted in my life and goal was to make something that would contribute to finding the children that had not had the parents of the children that have not had the funds or ability to find them, that we could finally make the GoFundMe fund. So with all that's going on right now and things progressing, I can only say so much. The producer, everybody else is, obviously I have my producer here, but there's a lot of things that are still working. But I will tell you, everyone that's listening, it will be out of this world. We have the guardians are amazing at finding missing children, homicide cases. The book is in stir. I mean, there's a lot of things that we've talked about, but there's things to be addressed, obviously, before everything is set in stone. So just so everybody to be aware that if you didn't believe before, once you see this, everybody, you're going to just be like, oh, my God, I got to see that series again next week. So I'm not talking a reality. I'm talking more of a show, everybody. So with that, I also like to say to DC, I love you. And we have been communicating.
I love Eileen, and I'm just so
I love Eileen, too. She's my girl now. She's over here in California. I've been talking to DC for a while now, back and forth, and we've been helping each out with different things, and besides being a healer and everything. But the bottom line with me, that I still have the jersey in me, that I've been working at the Green Room, which is an amazing store here over in North Hollywood. And if everybody goes on the greenmanstore.com, they could see there's a lot of readers, healers, and stuff. But I'm the only medium, really, that's there. And they're kind of like a little – I think I whacked them a little bit because they aren't used to the Carrie hype, I guess, you know, and that jersey-ish. But I'm never going to lose it. So, but, again, I'm getting used to California. New things are developing probably rather quickly, if I tell you that right now, if I have the legal aspect. But I will let everybody know that it's just going to be powerful. It's not going to be like any ordinary different type of like, that show is just like everybody else's. This is nothing like it. Just think about it. As you're watching this show and the child that is abducted or teenager and even missing person is taken, we are instructively going to find and pursue, regardless alive or dead, the guardians will meet with their parents or whoever family, and we'll find out when it's go, where they are, and the guardians know already. So that's how good it is. So just tune in, keep looking, keep watching, because Carrie Ann Hartley is coming to you. And that's what it is. So that's my dream and goal. Yeah, and we're finally doing it. So, yeah,
well,
my
thank
heart.
You, Carrie Ann. And if you didn't really understand what she was saying, what she is telling you is she is going to be on an up-and-coming show.
Yeah.
And tell us exactly, do we have a date of when it's going to start showing?
Not yet, no. No. I just got here 10 days ago, and the previews already in bit. But we have to do, there's a lot of things what I have to do on my end.
Right.
There's photo shoots. There's legal aspects that obviously I talk about. But we're working on it now. But as I tell you,
it'll be
now,
a few months.
Be rather quickly.
I
believe so.
It'll be a few.
But we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I'll keep everybody updated
you
on your with through you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it'll be a few months in coming.
But Carrie Ann, I invite everyone to connect with you maybe like on Facebook. Listening tonight, connect with Carrie Ann Hartley on Facebook. You know,
that would be
and
wonderful.
You'll see, you'll learn more about her. She's an amazing medium. She's been doing this for 25 years. She has her four spirit guardians, and they really, take care of everything. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
It's so amazing. And she's clairaudient. She can hear voices. She's clairvoyant. She can see visions from the other side, sentient. She's has the ability to sense deceased loved one's emotions, and she's clear cognizant. She has the ability to perceive past and future events. So with that being said, if you ladies will permit me, I would like to open up the phone lines because these people are just going crazy waiting to say hello to you, Carrie Ann.
Yay.
Okay. Eileen, are you ready, Twisted Sister?
Oh, sure. We'll let Carrie Ann read first.
Hey.
Yes.
How are you?
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to
We'll let her jump in first.
Okay, hold on, guys. Okay, area code 504, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Hi.
May we have your name?
Welcome to the show. My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Welcome.
How are you, Carrie? Thank you.
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm so excited
yeah?
to talk to you tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. How can we help you tonight?
Well, Carrie Ann, I've been going through a lot of changes these past few months, and I would like to know where my future is heading. There have been a lot of upsets and a lot of changes, and I was hoping that you could help me to clear up some of the things that I can't see.
Well, obviously, we can clear up the things you can't see, but the things are what you want. Maybe you... I understand. My dad steps in, which is John. I should make it very clear, if anybody didn't read the bio, they didn't have time. I have four amazing guardians. I have Florence, John, I have Joey, and I have Aaron, who's the doctor. My dad is John. There is Joey's my cousin, and Florence is my grandmother, who I got first. And then there's Aaron. But one thing I have to tell you about Donna is that, can I ask you, we can't, don't do death dates, and we're hard at numbers because I always say this, and I'll say this so I leave the stage and I leave the phone. They don't want me to hit the lottery. So I can't, numbers are really rough for us. So can you just tell me basically how long have you been in this turmoil?
I've been in this turmoil. I'm going to say it started 4 years ago, but it came to a head in May. And it really escalated, and a lot of things changed for me.
But I understand. So my grandmother said it's basically the fact is that that the age group that you're in and you fall into would have been preferably after mine. I'm after 50. And what happens is that you could just say yes or no. You don't have to give us this over the phone. Some people don't like to give their age. So
that's okay.
I'm
over 50.
Yeah, I figured that. But that's what my grandmother said. Is that things come along in life, I understand. Can you just tell me how many children you have?
I have one biological child, and I have two stepchildren.
Yeah, the rest are steps. Yeah, I'm concerned. We'll talk about the stepchildren in a minute. I know that everybody's there's other people on the line. But what I'd like to say most of all is I understand. My grandmother's bringing in a woman that would be pertaining to your mother, would be a grandmother on your mother's side. And she keeps.
Okay.
I can hear her in the background stating that you made the best decision of your life to let everything go, and I don't know what that means. But all I know is that it took a lot to make a step that you did and make a decision that you did. And my grandma said also that what you did as far as I don't know what the loss is with the relationship or what a love is, but there's a big hurt. There's a big hurt in your life and in your heart, and the change is hard for you. I understand that. Is your child a male or a female?
He's male. It's my son.
Okay. Okay. How old is he?
27.
Okay. I admire him. That's what my cousin steps in, Joey. He has a lot of things going on in his life too. He has a lot of direction that he needs to fulfill. And may I ask the relationship that he's in? Because Joey keeps on pointing to the left and saying that there's a significant something other that's in it vile with him, whether you know it or not, that there is some type of, there was just some type of disagreement in the family. And I don't know if it pertains to you and him or pertains to whatever you've left, but there's some kind of scurry, I want to call it. They're going to talk together. Joe and Florence are in your reading, which is quite odd. This is odd.
Yes, there is. Yes,
yeah, and
you're correct.
It's regarding money. It's regarding potential of taking care of a parent tree. There's all different types of things that involve you. I get it. My grandmother's on it. So, and Joe said that your son sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. But the whole area that you wanted to do regarding the stepchildren and not putting them aside, because I do have to tell you that they do care. You just need to know that. It's just sometimes they don't. Sometimes people don't show it. I don't know what their ages are, but they do care. Don't know what the scenario is because we're not reading them. But I just know for a fact that your whole change and your whole development, I understand. So it was ending to everything in your life. I don't know if they mean marriage because they make. I understand. My grandmother said that you need a big hug and you need to be loved.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do. You're missing that completely, Donna. Completely. There's things in your life that are. Hold on. There's things in your. I understand. There's things in your life that are happening one by one by one. But what stopped it? Family issues. There was some kind of sickness. I understand. Now, which one was? Is mom or dad? What is the ailment here? I don't understand because they're putting them together. Now I don't.
They both were sick. My mother was sick in
okay, so that's why they're pairing
January.
Them together. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and she passed? I don't know.
No, my mother is alive.
Who's the woman? She's correcting me, this woman here. And it's not,
okay.
I understand. I got three people with you, and I was talking through the phone. I get it. She's taking care of your mother, but I understand that it's not your mother, but your grandmother, so I don't know why she's doing it, but she's calling herself mom. So I don't know.
Could
if that's
she be calling herself Non?
Maybe Non. But I'm hearing, like, it sounds like Mom, but it could be muffled through you. But that's what
it's
she's calling
my mother-in-law.
Herself. So, oh, okay. Well, whoever it is, it's a mother involved in it, okay? And all I know is that she just doesn't like what happened with you. She doesn't like the turmoil that happened. And all she keeps, I understand. Now, I can hear, help me get her through. The guardians are saying to me that, my grandma's saying to me that she just wants the best for you, but I don't know what went on with the husband, is what I'm saying. So, she just doesn't seem to be consent, the terms of her son, I understand, is not happy. I don't, you know, and you're not happy, and there's some kind of friction. But the whole family life thing, that everything that made the friction is part of a family issue.
Yeah.
It's not all about you, Donna, like that. You didn't. All you did was try to make things better, and it just blew up. So you can't control people's actions or feelings. And they mentioned a little greed, but you can't control that. All you can do is just stop it and move forward. So they have you leaving wherever you are and possibly making a new direction, because when they put boxes around you, it's living. It's basically like doing a new atmosphere for yourself and making yourself better. And this is what it's about. And I have to ask you, because Aaron steps in, the doctor, when's the last time that you actually had a mammogram done?
I'm due for one.
Yeah, you need to get it. It's mandatory. Okay. Left underneath your armpit, on your left side underneath, I can feel the pain he's given me. So I'm just letting you know, when you're in the shower tomorrow, give it a good check and make that appointment as soon as you can. You don't want that cyst to grow. That's what Aaron said.
Okay.
No. You are a survivor, Donna. You can make it through this. You can. And, you know, and, your son, no, I think he's a great guy. I have an echo, guys. He's a great individual. He definitely has a lot of capability, and he's a strong man. I just can't, obviously, we need permission to read, but I'm just letting you know, find comfort within him. I don't know, but I had stepchildren. I had three of them. And when I got divorced, I kept in contact with several of them, but they seem to fall off and go away a little bit, and then they come back again. All I ask you to do is have faith. And if your faith leads you to live and breathe and into the air somewhere else because your lungs need it, then you need to go someplace where it's – I don't know where you live. Where do you live?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you live by New Jersey. You need to find comfort in something warm. That's what my grandmother keeps talking about, and she makes my hands very warm with you. You need comfort and warmth.
Okay.
You need change in direction, and you definitely need to build yourself into something that you want to be. Just do me a favor. Do not take care of people in your life. Take care of you. It's very important.
Okay.
The whole direction with the husband and with the family and with your mother and with your dad, I mean, I understand. So I don't know what the mail is. But obviously I have to let you go. But if you want to continue and you want to have a read and you want to be able to bring whoever you, this woman is just, Nana, I'm going to call her since I couldn't understand her really. I mean, she has so much more to say, but I have to, I know I have to peel the layers of the banana, I call it here. So you can find me on my website. It's CAHmedium.com, and be glad to give you one, and let's bring them through because there's a lot more that needs to be said, obviously.
Thank you very much, Carrie.
I greatly appreciate it, but I would love more time with you. I really would.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna.
I'll do that.
All right. All right, thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Donna, don't hang up yet. Donna, don't hang up on us, okay?
No, please don't. I just was goodbying her from me, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, did she leave, Donna? Are you still with us?
You know, I think we're okay. I think, you know, I'm happy to let Carrie Ann read for our listeners today. Our listeners call in regularly, and we have the opportunity to read for them all the time. But this is very exciting to have Carrie Ann on.
It
so
is.
I'm just as happy to relinquish my time.
No, I want to.
Okay, well, I'm
going to
enjoy. I'll pick up another caller.
I like when you all do it.
And this
I like
is awesome.
When we all do it.
We're really excited. Hold on, guys. Okay, area code 570. You're live with Angel. Can we have your name?
Oh my God! Hi, I'm Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda. Thank you for calling in. We're very excited to have you with us tonight.
Oh, Carrie, I'm so excited. You're just awesome.
Hi,
and then,
Linda.
Of course, I like DC and Eileen as well. But I mean, they are awesome too. But I just wanted to ask you just a couple questions.
Sure.
I take care of my own financial responsibilities because I'm alone, and I'm struggling with that right now because I got sick a year and a half ago.
Yeah, you're struggling financially.
Yes, and I'm worried about it because I don't know what to do. I'm in a catch-22, and and I want to see my responsibilities. That's just the way I am.
Correct.
And another question would, an old flame kind of surfaced, you know, from a long time ago, and we've been in touch, and kind of know maybe what was going on there.
Well, financially, number one, you had major surviving to do. Let's just put it out there, okay?
Major what?
I want to say congratulations. I'm proud of you, okay, on the guardian on behalf, because my Aaron steps in and says, you dived the big hurdle, and you got through it, and you jumped it, and you should be admired for that. Not feeling.
Okay.
And what happens from that is the world sometimes forgets that those that have ailment and are survivors have and have to have these major issues and surgeries and treatments and stuff like that. They sometimes fall behind the wayside and cannot pay their bills.
Oh.
Medical bills are too high. We lose our jobs. Disability doesn't pay enough. Let's just throw it down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is that my dad's taking your reading. That would be done. What's going to happen is that, thanks, Aaron stepping back. So my dad, say it again. All right. So I'm going to try to slow down because I don't have to really rush with you, but I just have to tone it down and just pace myself because somebody told me very special that I should really learn to pace myself because 100 words or 10 words are better than 100. So what I need to tell you is that what we need to do is invest. I understand. So where is the artistry? Where is the creativity in you? Where is that? They're showing me things, and I can't understand where it comes from because you've kind of been very fatigued. There's no brightness is what I'm saying. There's nothing. There's just like kind of like a shell. Filling the void because you're just panicked and you just don't know where to turn. And I'm going to let you know. My dad said this guy is very good for you. He's definitely someone that you had before that had some issues and he has some junk in the trunk, which is, you know, things in the closet. But he has the ability. Just watch habits. I understand. Aaron said he has some habits. You're not allowed to be around anybody that smokes. You aware of that?
Oh, I don't smoke, and I don't like to be around people that smoke, no.
You really shouldn't. I
don't like it.
No, not at all. Because when you were, I'll let Aaron tell you. When you were born, they had to jump start you, whether you knew it or not.
Okay.
So you just have, sometimes in the wintertime, your chest hurts when it's cold out and you breathe. sometimes that condenses, and that's what happens. So I just need you to know, if you can stay away from that, that would be fine. This, I understand. So this gentleman that comes into your life regarding your disability and regarding you having no ownership of job stability at this point will bring you into a new beginning. I understand. But you need to take your you know, not work on your eggshells with anybody ever again. You need to stand up, be that woman, and tell him exactly what you need. And if he cares about you, he'll help you no matter what. And he'll understand your situation no matter what. He's awesome. So my dad said you've been with him before, but it's been a while.
Right.
So I don't know if it's the past or the present. I really didn't get to hear you in the beginning because it was a little staticky. But they just said that it seems to be, I know you said, did you say old flame? You keep on going in that. Okay. So all I know is that this old flame could be lit again, but there's a big possibility.
A big what?
There's a big possibility that this could be something. You just always have to be upfront with each other.
Okay.
All right. Sometimes old things that you did come back and kick it in the butt. It has to be all new. I understand. It has to be completely new, like it's a whole new thing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
We can't reverse, you know? And the place of residence that you're in, I mean, I know that you're getting warned. I see all the bills, and I see the letters that you're concerned about, and I see things like that. I just absolutely know that. I don't know what it is as far as that check that you show me a check, and I don't know if it, and it has like it kind of looks like money, but it doesn't look like money to me. And all I know is that it's a check, and it has numbers on it, and it's a number that you would like to see. But it's something that's owed to you. So whoever you've worked with or whatever disability or whatever you're on, you never got what you're supposed to have gotten, just so you know. And what my dad says is that you need to call whoever you got your file from, whoever you were, in insurance or something like that, because this check basically looks like money, but it's a different color. It's a different odd color. And it just says the amount on it. I will not say it live. But I'm just letting you know that you need to make some phone calls on Monday. You really did.
On what?
Because you're definitely owed money. You were not given what you were supposed to be given. So I don't know how long you worked for your company, but they were supposed to give you a little tap too. It's called. That's what everyone calls it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're definitely not supposed to be in this position right now, my love. Now, do you have? Aaron said that you need to get a checkup. So I don't know. More or less like a physical. Like something to
I'm good with that. I just had that.
No, not the physical. I know a physical, but I'm talking about a really good like blood work and all that stuff. Because I'm just telling you right now, whether they saw it or not, you're definitely magnesium, potassium, your B12, your D. I don't care what they say. You need to eat better. You need to eat more the vegetables, and you definitely need to take some kind of calcium. Just so you know.
Oh.
And just when you take, because I'm concerned about your bones. Things run in your family that are just a little odd to me with Aaron. So it's a little different. But, this is a different type of family with ailment when you wouldn't think of. But you need to start taking care of you. But just give this guy a really good sit down. Address the situation. I understand. One second. You have the situation that you have to deal with, and just see if you got to get the chemistry. I know what chemistry is with someone. So if you don't have the chemistry, then it's not going to work for you, because that's how you roll. So you got to have.
You're right. Got to have the chemistry.
It's not me. Everybody, it's not me. It's the guardians. I'm simply the, you know, I'm the informant. I just have to learn how to hear and talk slower. But it's hard when all four of them are telling me something and I need to get it out. That's why I'm so fast, everybody. But Aaron said also that you have to. There's something about the knees on your knee, and he keeps on throwing stuff on my knees. So all I have to do, I don't know. And he's also that you have to get out and a little bit more exercise. It's important to move yourself, and that's
that I try to do definitely.
Yeah, but you got to try harder, hon. You got to try harder because that's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you powerful, and it's going to embrace because you need air. You need the air to make yourself feel better. Because Aaron keeps on talking about, he shows me, like, walking. So he's been pouncing in. So I want to thank you for your reading. If you'd like to continue, obviously you know how to reach me. It's on the website.
Great. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm,
all right, my love. And don't worry. And you need to make
so
a phone call on Monday,
I
my
really
lovey. All right, my love. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. It does, wait, you girls, you want to I really would like if the girls had
any input
before you leave.
I'm going to have to let Linda go, and we're going to take another caller. Thank you for calling in, Linda.
Right.
Thank you,
Linda.
Night now.
I want you to jump in.
We got you, so this is because we're
great job.
Doing great, hon. I'm going to pick up another caller really fast.
Okay. No, I'd
hello,
like
area code 860. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name?
Hi, it's Patty.
Hi, Patty. The show.
How are you? Thank you.
Good. Carrie, we have Patty with us.
I'm sorry, I can't hear really. Hi, Patty. How you doing?
Hi. Good, Carrie. How are you?
I'm okay, Southern Belle there. How's it going? What's going down?
It's going all right.
I know it is. I already got Joey's all over you. So what can I help you with today? What's your question?
I'm just wondering if you can connect with someone who's passed.
That would be mediumship, and it would be I can connect with them, but you need a full reading for that. I can tap into it if you like and see what goes on.
Oh.
You know, yeah, whatever you'd like to do, because two are already coming through that I hear. I don't know who this this gentleman is also that's coming in, but he sounds a little younger. So who would you like to contact with?
My mom.
Well, I want to say that next because here she is. All right, so Jen, can you give me a death date, please? I understand that. All right. Go ahead.
She died on August 6th.
Come on in. Yeah, come on in.
Pardon me?
She just died. Come here. All right. Yeah,
yes,
she's coming
she did.
In. No, she's transparent for me. It takes a couple weeks for them to trans over, so I'm going to do the best I can do for you.
But
the room is cold as ice right now. She's trying very hard to come through because there's a tremendous amount of want and missing here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a miss. What is the, I understand that. She's talking about there's some kind of, at the end, somebody didn't understand something. What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know.
She didn't understand something. I don't know. Can you tell me? She's very vague. I'm so sorry about this, but she just passed. So can you come on and further. Understand. I need all of them here.
Uh-huh.
All right. I understand. She said she was sick, but she didn't know she was sick. And I don't, she says that when was all of yous around, she's showing me her, now she's showing me her funeral. I don't need to see that. I need to see before she died. Because I understand. So she said that her father came to get her, and she said
her
that
father.
She was, I don't know who that was, but she keeps on talking about her father that took her to the other, I don't know, who's the mother? Her mother and her father, she keeps on saying. I'm trying to understand her.
They're both deceased, so they came to get her?
You're going in and out, Patty, but I'm trying to bring them through, because apparently she was concerned about going to the other side, and I don't know what her quarrel was at this time, but I just need you to know that, say it again, that she's okay. She just, now, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do.
Now, you have a sister? Is that, who's older and who's younger? You need to tell me who's your older and younger, because she keeps on saying that. You're the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it,
I'm the
oldest. So you're the oldest. Wait, there's older. Then there's a daughter?
No.
Who's? And she lost one. I understand. Come in. I got it. Oh, my God. It's so cold in here. All right. Something was lost. You lost a child. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then there's a son. And how old is he?
He is 5 years younger than me, so he's 52.
Oh. Okay, he's 52. He's 52. Okay, to understand. And Aaron said that we'll talk with you in a minute about your chemistry because you're all off right now. All right, so you are. And all right, so come on. She's a lot with your brother due to the situation that's going on with him. But when she passed away, understandable, when she passed away, where is, she wants to know where her stuff is.
Her stuff? It's still in her
has,
house.
Yeah, but she wants to know where her stuff is. There's something that's not there that used to be there. Now, was she? I understand. Where's she said there's a necklace? Show me again. Yeah, there's a piece of jewelry that's equivalent to her heart, and it's, she's calling it a heart. So I don't know if she had a jewelry box because it's a little bit early yet. But all she keeps talking about is like something of a heart figure. I don't know what it is. But she keeps on asking, where is it? So if you can kindly go there, wherever, if you're there or wherever you're going, could you look for it? And
okay.
And I'd like to know, because it's very, you have to wear it. I understand. That's yours.
Okay. I'll look
you're
for
to
it.
Her heart. I've obviously, you're to her heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Who was Dad's favorite? Can you, I don't know. She's talking about your father now.
My father?
Who's the person?
Oh.
She wants to know where everybody is. She's in transition right now. So I'm just letting you know.
Oh,
I can't believe I have this right now. I can't believe this. This is amazing, you'll be listening. She only died, oh, my God. So she's saying to me that she's just trying to, basically on the other side, they go, they lift, they do what they got to do, but she's trying to locate still items that meant a little something to her. So I don't know if you guys, what you guys did, what you had, whatever went down, but it's something that's missing that she's looking for still. So if we can find it, that would be very wonderful, because obviously she's in disarray. Okay? I just don't know if you find it, she's going to be able, you know, that she's not going to be able to go to the other side, but there seems to be some kind of, it's freezing in my house right now. It's just amazing how this one object that needs to be so close to you, it's just simply amazing. Now, you guys, when you were growing up, she saved things that I understand. She's showing me pictures like when you were, there's things that were when you were in school. There's some kind of articles that were there, and she wants you to keep them also.
Okay.
I understand. And when you go clean, I need to speak to you when you clean the house. There's different things that need to be done and adjusted in different ways.
Oh, okay.
And she kept a lot of things that are of value, and she kept a lot of things, and she hid things.
Oh.
She said that sometimes she didn't know, it's like, you know, she sometimes went in and out with the thought process, I think. It was old school. Yeah. And,
oh, definitely.
Your mother was,
yep, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, this was, she's like matron, and basically what her stands is her stands. She takes value in family. She takes family and she takes value in love, and she takes value in commitment. But you guys know
definitely.
That too. Okay?
Yep, that's her.
So I understand,
that is her.
And I'm telling her, okay, here she is. So a little bit more, that would be great. All right, so also she's – all right. Now, in her – say it again. She, for some reason, she loves the kitchen. I don't know. I smell something. It smells like an incineration of food. But there seems to be something that she misses tremendously, and I assume that's cooking, because she's taking me to the where there's this little I don't know. I can't think anymore. They're called, they hold things like a canister or something. I don't know what it is. But she's taking me near that area, and she's saying, this is where I like to be. This is my place.
Exactly. Definitely.
Okay, so I understand. She misses it, and she's going to walk the floors again. So, you know, I don't know what the situation is at hand. All right, she's breaking. This was a big thing for you, because normally at this time of freeze, which is in my – it's very hard, but obviously she needed to make you understand what she needs to be done. You're going to be done.
Okay.
You're going to be the one to get things done, my love.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You need to
do
it for mom. And you need to call me. Right? It's my – you're going to – honestly, on the website is my number, but it's 908-914-8553, and you can text me. You go in that house, we need to go through things FaceTime.
Okay.
She has priority, she said. She's very, very classy woman, I'm just telling you. But she's very old.
Oh, that was her, yep.
She
didn't have
not one bad peep on her, not at all. No.
Nope.
No, died gracefully. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, die gracefully. All right, my love. You got a very big gift. I hope you enjoyed it today, but we need to talk further.
I did.
All right, my dear. Be rest assured, and text that number, text me your name, and I'll get back to you. I'll figure out a time here, because I'm at L.A. time. So I let you know that, honestly, good gift tonight. Please go to bed knowing
that you
have a really good gift tonight. So, you know,
I really wish you
the best, and I'll help you. You're welcome. Anybody else here want to? All right, one second. Anybody else want to come in?
I'm good. Do you think you need have anything to tell her?
Yeah. We're good. I'd like to bring on another caller, and I thank our present caller, Patty, for calling in, and I hope that this has given you a little bit of comfort, Patty.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
Fantastic.
I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you, Patty. Angel blessings.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful. Okay, you know what? I'm going to try to get another caller on here.
Yeah.
All
okay.
right.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Area code 702.
Hi.
You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name?
Hi, DC and Eileen and Carrie. And this is Jan. It's Jan Drake Bucky.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Hi.
And DC shared the link with me, so I put it on my page, too. And
oh, thank
on,
you.
On Facebook.
Huh?
You're welcome. And I'm
very
so glad that
you're.
Well, of course. I'm part of the Sacred Embers team on another radio show and on Friday night.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm just really happy to meet you. And I love DC and Eileen. And I love reading about what you do. And I actually do some of the stuff you do. I do some of that psychic detective work. Yeah.
I know that. I already know already. My grandmother and my dad are already all on you.
Oh, they already told you. Oh, my gosh. You are so fast.
All right. So I just need to let you know before you start. And can you tell me your age, please?
I'm 59.
Okay. This is your time. I understand that. You should have been 57. But this is your time. You've been scoring this and scoring this and doing different things to figure out what your niche is. You have definite intuitive and your cognitive. And you have to really understand that when you have two of these abilities, you got it going on in order to find people, okay, and to make things happen. Now, your sense of direction, a little clarity, maybe from D.C., and something from Eileen, because there's something that's blocked in the chakra that's by your throat. And I want to tell you because of the fact that I don't know if it's a swallowing issue, Erin keeps on saying, but there's something about the vocal or something about something that's got something shocked, DC, that she needs to be addressed. So so she can work on that with you, and she does so many other things. My God, these women are amazing. But talking about setting up your own team and working with somebody, especially for the CSI and the homicide cases, it's definitely something you should be thinking about.
Okay, my
I'm
own team.
I'm telling you right now. Yeah, you should have your own team. Don't work for anybody. I understand. So my dad said that, oh, my goodness, my hand's itchy. My dad said that this will bring in and tune in the whole idea of going on case with, not so much solving, but helping out maybe somebody that's going in to do and pursue maybe a federal, maybe like somebody who's on the run for a murder, that type of thing also, because that's what your key is. Somebody who did something that kind of did wrong, but that's what your senses are. Homicide cases are great to solve, but you need something with a little bit of a chew, because you work so hard at this. And, all right, you need to be you need to be elevated. I understand, and you need to be she needs to be elevated, like and escalated. You need to be lifted, because you have to always be. You always have to be excited. And that's what's good with you, okay? So the important part is that, you do. The important part is that you're going to get this. So what you need to seek is a great team. You need to put together your team. Erin has something to say. Let me just step it back, okay? I'm talking about when you went through you're 59, correct?
Yes, I'll be 60 in a few days, well, a couple weeks.
All right, so we're over everything with womanly concerns, and we're going through it still at this moment. What Erin would like you to do is less coffee. I don't know if you drink it or tea. Anything with caffeinated in it, it's just not good for you.
No,
I
don't do that. I do have a health problem,
You do. Mm-hmm. But there's some things that affect it and some things that make things that worse for you. I don't know if anybody talked about a nutritionist and stuff like that, but you can't ever – coffee and any type of caffeinated things, which you know already, it instructs you never to do, okay?
Right.
And that you need to also incorporate the fact that you need to have it healthy because it embraces you, okay? But when you're around all this other stuff, there's stuff that clings on you that you need to get rid of. And that's where these girls also come in, okay? But every time you do something at work, you need to start learning how to cleanse how to make sure everything is fine and make sure that everything's going to be okay. You always have to be safe, my love. Always.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I know.
You don't. I'm just letting
I
you know.
My
dad
do. I know.
Clear.
I don't.
You
yeah.
don't. You really don't. Because I could feel
yeah.
something already. So you have to. You can't. You
yeah.
can't play if you're not gonna. If you're not gonna clean it up. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
You can't do that. So what I ask mm-hmm. of you, for the God's, please, 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 is take the moment for you. I had to learn this a very long time ago. When attachments happen and things go down, sometimes you can't shake it. It affects your whole life.
I know.
Okay.
Yep.
It makes you just out of your mind, out of your sorts, and out of you. You're not even you anymore. So I get
mm-hmm.
what an attachment does, okay? Big time.
Yeah.
But what I want
yeah.
you to understand is that you've got a great career ahead of you on your next generation of your trimester of life. But because he told me that, it's like when you go through three spurts of your lifespan, you're on your third, mm-hmm. which means that you're ready to rock because everything else is in the back. So you need to do this and make focus because this is something that you've been considering. So
is there anything going on with the poetry? Because I do a lot of poetry, too, and I'm working on songs.
No, I didn't get to that yet.
Okay.
I wrote books with songs, not lyrics. I wrote a poetry book.
Cool.
To understand that. All right. Yeah, it's on. It's Reflection of Life. It's on Amazon. It was years ago. Anyway, but I understand where that comes from. It seems like everybody that wants to do these cases, they have some kind of lyrics inside of them that they need to bring out. It's a part
yes.
of, it's a form of release for you. When you write
yes.
your lyrics and you write your poem, it's about what you're feeling, what you're going through, and what's going to happen
yes.
in your mind. And that's how you release yourself, my dear. So I just
yes,
want
I
you
do.
To know that's how it does. But keep writing and self-publish.
Okay.
Okay? Because once you self-publish, nobody will own you. You will only own yourself. Only own yourself. Ever. Okay.
Right.
All right. So
oh,
I thank
lovely.
You so much for calling in.
Thank
and,
you so much.
Any
I want to talk to you some more.
To
thank you
okay.
so much.
You're welcome, my love. Thank you so much for taking my love. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For tuning in. And thank you for sharing everything of mine. You know, I just feel so honored. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Thank you, love.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so
bye.
Much. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for the call,
thank
Jan.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, DC and Eileen. I appreciate it so much. Bye. I love you.
We love you.
Love you.
Right.
Bye.
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 All right, girls. So what am
hey,
I going to do
are you
is,
ready for another call? Would it be all right to bring another person in?
I have to, I'm kind of limited to the hour. I have something to do. So I was just going to, if you guys could take it and then I could chime in for about 5 minutes, but I'd like to say thank you to everybody.
Well, that's all we have left is
today.
About 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We only have like enough for one caller. So I'm going to pick up somebody
yeah.
really fast and we'll be off air. Okay.
Okay.
Area code 518, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Fran.
Hi,
Fran.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, how can I help you today?
My name is Fran.
Fran, I can't hear you. You're going in
yes.
and out. I don't have the clearance. I apologize.
Fran, can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Go
yes,
ahead.
Do you
what
have a question, Fran?
It's me, Maureen. Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you, by the way. I've been listening to you, and I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Basically, I'm at a crossroads in my marriage, and I feel like I have to move on. I just gave it all I could, and I can't give any more.
Right.
And I also have somebody in my life that I've had off and on for many, many years, and I'm drawn to him, and I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I really don't.
Okay, so let me just help you out right here, because my grandma's got something related to my life. All right. What I'm telling you right now is the most important thing for you to understand is that you need to point blank leave, okay? You need to leave. You need to make this, Aaron. You need to leave, okay? Unfortunately, you've been in this relationship. It's been, what's that? Oh, it's been an up and down roller coaster for a long time. You've done your time, okay? My dad said also, you know, the way it happened in the beginning was better than the way it's going to end, okay? Just so you know, all right? So what I need you to understand is also that as you go into this other that's been in and out, I think we need to, I understand, my dad said you need to start from the beginning, just so you know.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah, you need to start. You need to find something new. Do you understand what something new means? They keep on bringing up something new.
They keep bringing up what? I can't hear you.
Something new. I don't understand what it means. It's something new. Like somebody new. I don't. They're saying that you just need a whole new direction in your life. You need a whole new presence in your life. You need. I understand. My dad said that you need a new you. You need to work on you and then follow through with the divorce, with the whole procedure of getting rid of all the ugly, all the everything, and make life for you. And then you could bring somebody into your life right now. So my dad said, I got to stop for a minute. Okay. So there is people that will love you for this, and there's people who will not honor this, and there's people that know this is going to go on around you, but you're going to make the final decisions for you. And that's what this is. This is all about this information for you. It's just for you. It's that you're worth it. You've been through a lot. You've been through a lot, and it's time to move forward. And you got to do it the right way. You got to do it, obviously legally. But this other gentleman that's been coming in and out, and it's been through the past, is a great friend, lover. At this point, I'm going to tell you right now, I think you should love yourself. That's that's what they're saying. I mean, and then we could proceed with the next level. You've been through the marriage. You've been through everything else. Let's find time and let's do time for you. Because that's what all of them agree. They all agree. So I'm just letting you know that this is where they got this. And when they talk to me like they do and they're powerful, they mean it with whole heart. I think it's time for you to do for you. And I hope you can understand that.
I can. Thank you.
All right, my love, and I thank you for calling in. If you want further, we can help with all the other things that are going on, a little bit longer. So I just wanted to let you know thank you, and I wish you the best, and I hope I can hear from you. There's so much more.
I wish you the best as well.
Oh, my love, thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, everybody, I just wanted to thank everybody so much, and you guys. Hey, you guys. Thank you so much for letting me come to the show.
Karen, we are thrilled to have you. I am so glad you had so many more guests tonight. Thank you. I know we wore you out. I know it is. It actually is exhausting.
Okay. All right. Well,
in touch with us, Carrie.
Producer here. We're sitting here, Carolyn, and we're ready to just go grab something to eat, and we got our next thing to go to. She's got a little list in front of her. And she's holding it, which I know that Carrie's going to have to talk. So I can feel it already. We actually share a place together, a nice townhouse here in North Hollywood. And it's great to live with a great sister, soul sister, and a producer. So this is what I'm doing. But, guys, you're great. You're always, if you need me again, give me a week's notice ahead. I'm getting pretty booked. And I just want to say thank you to all your fans, all the people who've given me the time of day to listen to me and us. And to give us because your time to me means everything. When you give me your time and the Guardian's time so we can help you, we thank you. And please stay tuned and look for a lot of things that are about to come. All right?
Well, you are fabulous, and we wish you the best future.
All right.
It's already lining up for you, but congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you.
No, wait. All right. Okay, so I just want to say thank you again. And to everybody, you can reach me on my Facebook. It's Carrie-Ann Hartley. It's my public page, and there's Carrie-Ann Hartley, my private page. I already have 5. I hit 5,000. I'm sorry, but you can like it. I apologize. We have to go through it. And then there's I have Instagram, which is Carrie-Ann_medium. It's at Instagram. And then I have my amazing website that was built by several people. Okay, and that were great people, and I just want you to know it's just an amazing website. It's getting updated. They have new stuff coming up. Carrie's getting herself a little bit organized here with that. But bottom line is that it's CAHmedium.com. So give me a shout out. Give me a testimony tonight if you guys want to. I would love it on there. And you guys, I love you, and I thank you very much. In D.C., I will be speaking to you soon. And I'll be anything you guys need, I'm here. Just reach out. You got my private, so.
Thanks.
All right?
Light and love.
All right, my love. All right. Bye-bye.
Love you, Carrie-Ann. Have a great time. Bye.
Love, hon. Well, Eileen, we've come to the end of our show. I want to thank you for being here. It was a different kind of show tonight, but it was really amazing.
That was fantastic. I know. To have an honor to have her come back with us when she's got so much going on right now. I really felt that, you know, allow her the time to read for our guests. She may get so busy that she might not be able to come back on. So I'm thrilled that we kind of relinquished what we do and allowed her. Our guests will call again. I look forward to speaking to them all. I love you all. I'm glad you called. I love you, DC.
Yes. I love you too, Eileen. Have a blessed night, everyone. We'll connect with you again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Angel blessings.